extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Well, we'll pick up right here next time. Actually, if you'll just stay where you are, we'll continue recording and let our listeners hear it next time. Thank you so much for being with us and for all that you do, and especially for writing this incredible book, American Marxism.
My great pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Well, that was Dr. James Dobson today here on Family Talk, joined by his friend and guest, Mark Levin. They discussed some of the topics in Mark's best-selling book entitled American Marxism. America truly is a unique country. It was built upon Judeo-Christian values and biblical principles that shaped it and allowed it to thrive to this day. But now, the tides are changing, and threats to liberty and freedom are common. They're even celebrated. We need to stand up for those rights and values to protect future generations, indeed. Be sure to join us again tomorrow for part two of this important conversation here on Family Talk. You know, if you're a parent, you have a huge responsibility in raising your children to be equipped to take on the world as they grow older and become adults. Seems that everywhere you turn, there is an ungodly agenda being pushed on kids, and that begins at the earliest of ages. Now, to help walk alongside you and better provide you with timeless, biblically-based advice and tools, Dr. Dobson has prepared a special bundle for you. He's bundled up his books, Bringing Up Boys and Bringing Up Girls, together, and we'll be happy to send you that bundle as our way of thanking you for your gift of any amount in support of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute today. So reserve your bundle when you click the link on the broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org/familytalk. Remember that Family Talk is a listener-supported Christian radio outreach, and it's because of you and your prayers and faithful financial support that we are able to continue to bring quality content to you and your family each and every day. If you'd like to learn more about how to support the JDFI, just go to drjamesdobson.org. And if you're looking for a particular resource, or if you'd like to reach out with a prayer concern, just call us at 877-732-6825. I'm Roger Marsh. Be sure to join us again next time here on Family Talk when Dr. Dobson continues his conversation with author Mark Levin. Till then, may God continue to richly bless you and your family as you grow deeper in relationship with Him. You've been listening to Family Talk, the voice you trust for the family you love.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
Friends and new listeners, and welcome to The Sound of Faith. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for joining us today because we know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Today's message, The Faith Jesus Marveled, is from a Sunday night exhortation I ministered at Faith Tabernacle. It was one of those exciting deliveries when only the Holy Spirit knows what the message will be. The Faith Jesus Marveled is so simple and yet so dynamic that I know your faith can increase by hearing this anointed word, the faith Jesus marveled.
How many know sometimes you're not believing and Jesus shows up? And you think, my God, you're so good. You're so gracious. You're so wonderful. Here you are. You're just like this. You're all over the place. But Jesus shows up because he loves you. Hallelujah. And Jesus showed up and he looked at Thomas. He said, Thomas, come here. I want you to put your hands in my side. I want you to put your hands in my hands. And listen to what he said. And be not faithless, but believing. He made Thomas do what Thomas said he had to do. He didn't just let Thomas off the hook and say, now, are you happy? You see me here? He said, no, put your hand here, boy. Put your hand here. He made Thomas do what he said. And when he did, Thomas said, my Lord and my God. What else could he say? What else could he say but my Lord, Jesus? It's really you, Jesus. It's the Lord, because that's how they referred to him. They referred to him as the Lord. He said, it's really the Lord. But more than that, he said, and you are my God. Oh, you raised up from the dead just like you said. You are who you said you are. I always knew you were my Lord, but now I know you are my God. And Jesus said, Thomas, and this is the lesson that he wanted all of us to hear. Because you have seen, you believed. But blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe. You see, God has given us our five physical senses in order for us to navigate in this world. In order for us to function in life, we need our five physical senses. And thank God. Thank God every day you got eyesight. Thank God every day you have hearing. Thank God every day that you have the ability to use your senses. Amen. But when it comes to believing for the supernatural and the miraculous, they are hindrances. That's when they can become a liability and not an asset. That's when they can hinder you, is because your senses are not able to grasp the supernatural. Your senses want the evidence, the proof that they can see and hear and feel and touch and taste and smell and so on. But the Bible says the definition of faith in Hebrews 11:1 is faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. And that word substance there has, if you look it up, there's a lot of ways it is used in the Greek New Testament. And one of the ways it's used, which I personally like, is it is a foundation. It is the basis and foundation for something. And for me, faith is the foundation. It is the basis of everything I hope for, desire, seek, and ask God for. If I don't come on the foundation of faith, there's no sense in my even coming. It's the foundation of everything I hope for. And it is the evidence of things not seen. And that word evidence there means that it is the proof. It is the conviction. It is the assurance. They used it in the Greek world to refer to legal documents that prove something. Amen. And I want to tell you that faith is that deep-seated conviction, that assurance that you have. It's founded on that foundation of the bedrock of God's word, that though heaven and earth as we now know it may pass away, and we see the earth changing all the time, the earth is rocking and rolling, the seas are roaring, islands are being moved, places are being moved. I think they said Japan moved eastward so far. Parts of Japan no longer exist because the earth is changing and the heavens are changing, but the word of God lives and abides forevermore. And faith is that deep-seated conviction that you have down inside, that's on the foundation that God's word cannot lie. And that deep-seated conviction for you is proof enough. You don't have to see with your eyes. You don't have to hear with your ears. You just know deep down that God's word is true. That is what faith really is. But I want to tell you something, as great as faith is, like the centurion had, that he did not need any outward evidence. He did not need any proof. He was satisfied to believe that Jesus' word had authority and life in it. And faith is when that you can believe God without any outer evidence or proof. Because if you got the proof, then what are you sweating? You got it. But faith is to believe when you have it, but you don't see it. You don't hear it. But there is even a higher level of faith. There's a higher level of faith than that. You see, some people have Thomas faith. They believe because they can see or hear or feel. They have physical evidence, and so they believe. Amen? And then there are people that believe in the absence of, in the absence of any kind of evidence. But there's a greater faith. And that is when there's not an absence of things, but there's a presence of that which is contrary. You see, if you feel something in your body like you're getting healed, oh, I feel good. The pain's gone. I'm getting healed. Wow, I feel good. But when you have contrary symptoms, when you have contrary circumstances, when all around you everything is totally opposite to what you are believing and getting progressively worse, but you still don't cast away your faith. You still believe God. That's the highest degree of faith, that in the face of negative circumstances, in the face of everything going opposite to what you are believing, you refuse to cast away your confidence, but you stand firm and say, I don't understand, and I don't know how, I don't know when, but I believe God. He's going to do it. He's going to move for me. He's already moving. He's already working. He's already received my prayer. He's already answered my petition. It's already on the way. It's going to show up. It's going to come. Amen. I'm going to keep on believing God. And when you get weak and when you feel yourself overwhelmed by it, you run to the Word of God and you find that scripture and that word that has the authority of God in it, and it boosts you up. How many of you ever order anything online? How many order stuff off online? Okay, it's a lot of you. How many know that when you go on there and you order stuff online, they'll send you a confirmation email and they'll say, thank you for your order. And then maybe a day or two later, you'll get another email and say, your order has been shipped. See, first, immediately, it tickles me. I'm still on the website. I ain't even got off yet. And I already hear, ding, ding, email. Thank you for your order. Thinking, gee, I didn't even finish, did I? Honestly. They're telling you an email that you thank you for your order, and you're still on there, not quite all you thought, you weren't even done yet. And then 2 days later or so, you'll get another email. Your order has been shipped. See, first it was received, but now it's shipped. Oh, it's on the way. And then they say, here is your tracking number. And there's a number about that big. But they say, you know what? You can track your order. I never tracked an order yet. Oh, but Benny does. Well, right now it's in the warehouse in Pennsylvania. And about 5 o'clock today, it should be down here somewhere in the warehouse in Baltimore, which means they should be delivering it today and the very latest tomorrow. He's always going online, tracking it, finding out where it is. You see, he believes that they have shipped that order. He believes it's shipped, and he wants to know where it is and when it's going to get here. And I just believe that it's coming and it'll get here when it gets here. And only if it's starting to get late and it's past a reasonable amount of time will I start thinking about tracking it and find out where it is. I just assume it's coming. No, he wants to know. He gets on there and tracks it. And if you're one of those kind of people, then I can tell you the remedy is to get in the Word of God. You can track your answer. You can track your word. Just run, get the scriptures. Amen. If the devil says, my God, it's been a week already, don't you think that God should have moved by now? Run to the Word of the Lord that God has given you and find out. Say, I want to tell you, devil, it's on the way. It's right here. By his stripes, I am healed. I want to give you the tracking number. Isaiah 53, 3 through 5. 1 Peter 2, 24. Psalm 107, 20. He sent his word and healed me and delivered me from all my destruction. That's the tracking number you can tell the devil. Hallelujah. Because it's on the way. If you won't cast away your confidence, you shall receive. Hallelujah. Because you got all the faith that you need. You just got to get it in the Word of God and not let anything deter you. God has given you that kind of faith. But you've got to make sure that you place it in God's Word. And how do you develop?